Urban Farmer Grows aquaponics consulting business. Hey friends, hey listeners, Side Hustle School community, welcome back. My name is Chris Gillipo. Today's episode is in fact part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. As you might guess, as you might surmise, as you might know by now, it's all about how somebody gets going, how they go from idea to income and make their first $1,000, sometimes $5,000, $10,000 and more. But the whole point of the story is how they got started, right? What is their origin story? How did they not just come up with an idea, but turn it into money? Last week, we heard from a Braille translator. Before that, we heard from a gourmet kitchen tools affiliate. They're actually making $50,000 a year now, which is awesome. And just like many of our listeners, making $50,000, $100,000 a year sometimes or more from their side hustle. You know, we're about real money here, just to be clear. But again, the first $1,000 segment, let's just kind of go in with that kind of lens. So in this episode, a farming enthusiast helps urban dwellers and restaurants create their own self-sustaining ecosystems. So they're passionate about food and farming and the whole food cycle, all that kind of good stuff. And they find a way to make money with it. I mean, that's basically it, right? So let's hear the details. That's the summary. But let's hear the details in just a short action-packed episode, always with something you can learn. Their story's coming up, and I'll have a few words of wrap-up at the end.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mason, and my love for sustainable farming led me to discover the world of aquaponics. For those unfamiliar with the term, aquaponics is a symbiotic system that combines aquaculture, or raising fish, with hydroponics, basically growing plants without soil. The fish waste provides nutrients for the plants, while the plants filter the water for the fish, creating a self-sustaining ecosystem. I first discovered aquaponics while volunteering at a local community garden. I was fascinated by the idea of growing fresh produce and fish in a small urban space. I spent months researching, experimenting, and building my own aquaponics system at home. Recognizing the growing interest in urban farming and sustainable food production, I decided to turn my hobby into a side hustle. I launched my aquaponics consulting business, offering personalized guidance to individuals and businesses looking to set up and maintain their own systems. One of my first clients was a small farm-to-table restaurant that wanted to grow their own herbs and microgreens. I worked closely with the owner to design a custom system that fit their space and needs. We selected the right fish species, determined the optimal plant varieties, and set up a maintenance schedule. Seeing their excitement as they harvested their first crop was incredibly rewarding. Slowly but surely, I started receiving inquiries from a diverse range of clients, including homeowners, schools, and even a local brewery interested in growing hops. I realized that there was a significant demand for expert guidance in the world of aquaponics. One of the biggest challenges I faced was balancing my consulting work with a full-time job. I had to be strategic with my time, often scheduling client meetings and site visits on weekends or during evenings. However, the satisfaction of helping others create their own sustainable food systems made the extra effort worthwhile. My first $1,000 came from a combination of one-on-one consulting sessions and a small-scale aquaponics installation project. It was a milestone 2 months in that validated my expertise and fueled my passion for spreading the benefits of aquaponics. Looking back, I attribute my success to a willingness to share my knowledge, a commitment to ongoing learning, and a genuine passion for sustainable farming. By staying up to date with the latest aquaponics techniques and technologies, I've been able to provide my clients with the most effective and efficient solutions.
All right, I appreciate the story and the details and the recommendation. Listeners, I appreciate you as well, perhaps most of all. Hope you found it encouraging. I hope you found it interesting. And I hope you're working on your side hustle. Hope you're working on a way to create new money, new extra income without quitting your job. Hopefully that can bring you some form of economic empowerment, allowing you to do more of what's important to you. That's what we're all about here. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2746. I'll be back again tomorrow. New episode every day. My name is Chris Gillipo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.